A new comic book hit the shelves today, depicting a global calamity that leaves teenagers with special powers. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the comic's main superhero is a kid with Down syndrome.
So out in space, there's this mysterious meteor. It has certain unidentified properties, and it collides with the Earth. It breaks up in the atmosphere, splits apart, and pieces of it slam into towns around the world.
The meteors hit Earth, and when teenagers come in contact with these meteor fragments, they become enhanced. They get various superpowers.
That is Sheena Howard, a professor at Rider University. She was in a comic shop on Philadelphia's South Street signing copies of her new comic book she co-authored, Superb. In the story, a teenager with Down syndrome comes into contact with the meteor. He develops the ability to temporarily mute and paralyze people with rays that shoot out of his eyes.
So in the first issue, you see him getting teased on the school bus. And so actually, I wanted to make one of his powers to silence people, because I'm thinking, as a kid who gets teased, one of the things that you want to do is, like, shut people up sometimes, right? Stop them in their tracks.
You don't see a lot of superheroes with learning disabilities. Superb is published by a company called Catalyst Prime, which created a superhero universe designed to be diverse and inclusive. For example, the co-star of Superb is a black teenage girl who develops super strength. For her day job, Howard writes a lot about race and sexual orientation in American culture. Her comic book writing is meant primarily to entertain, but real-life issues creep into this story, set in a Rust Belt town in Ohio after a cataclysmic disaster.
Really, this story is trying to show how this town picks up the pieces after this 9/11 type event. So eventually we're going to get into storylines around how people use the media in different and nefarious ways, start creating fake news stories. So we touch on subtly some real life things.
Howard says right now about 9 issues of Superb are in the pipeline, and if the audience wants it, she's willing to write it indefinitely. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.